You tell me to strip for you. And then you lead me to a chair. You tell me to sit, spread my legs, and you pull up a chair across from me, close enough that my bare knees brush your pant legs. Yourself, you're fully dressed, excessively dressed in a suit and tie. You know what it does to me. But you take the jacket off now, and as I watch and swallow hard, you pause just long enough to roll up your sleeves. You only have to lean in a little bit to touch me, like you do now, very briefly, reaching across to let your long middle finger trail along my slick, already eager cunt. You tell me that we're going to play a game, and I stifle a small moan behind tight lips and just nod. Your games make me so nervous. I never win. You tell me that there's only one rule. Don't come. You're not going to tie me down. You're not going to beat me or threaten me. You're not even going to make it about being your good girl. I can, if I want to, get up right now and walk out. You're not going to stop me. No, you won't stop me. Just one rule. Don't come. You ask me if I understand, and I say yes. And then you lean in and slide two fingers into me, resting your thumb against my clit. Already I can feel my legs trembling as I part them wider and hold my breath, my hands on my thighs, waiting. Slowly, you begin to finger my cunt, working my clit under your thumb, watching me. And then you begin to speak. You tell me you'd like to take me out sometime. You have a really nice place in mind. You had to put in a reservation 6 months in advance, always booked up. Nothing less than what I deserve, you say. You have a certain red dress in mind for me, too. Slinky and sexy, blood red against my pale skin. Much tighter, much more low-cut than anything I would ever choose for myself. Risqué, but still tasteful. A head-turner, an attention-grabber. You want me to wear it with confidence. You want to show me off. You want people to notice me. You'll get a bottle of our favorite wine, and I can order anything I want off the menu. But when you raise your glass to your lips and take a sip, I am to say out loud, I am a whore. It must be clearly enunciated, unmistakable. The first time must be loud enough that you'll be able to hear it from across the table. Every time after that, it has to be a little bit louder. With your fingers moving inside me, and your unwavering gaze pinning me to the chair, you wonder out loud how long it will be before the people at the adjacent table, rich, well-dressed, sophisticated people, begin to turn their heads to look over at me. You'll say nothing. We're well beyond such niceties as small talk. We'll order our appetizers and Just as the smiling waiter begins to turn away, you'll sip your wine to make me blurt. I am a whore. Will we hesitate? Just for a second. Staff at such places are paid well to turn a blind eye and a deaf ear to all kinds of misbehaviors. You say maybe you'll wait until some classy old broad whose shoes alone would cost me more than a month's salary passes by our table to raise your glass and make me strain in the balance between indoor and outdoor voice. I'm a whore. How long before the restaurant manager comes bustling over to our table to speak in loud whispers to you, not to me? And you'll promise him with a nod that you'll handle it. Rising from the table, you'll take me by the elbow and pull me out of the chair, slowly across the room so that I have time to feel their glares and stares on the back of my neck, my cheeks flushing to match the color of my dress. You'll take me into the men's room, put me on my knees in a stall with my red dress bunched up around my hips, and make me take your cock hard and fast, deep in my throat, until you grunt discreetly and pull out to finish across my face. You tell me that you'll pull me to my feet, wobbly on my heels, and slip a wireless vibrator into my panties before tugging my rumpled dress back down to barely cover my ass. And then we'll return to our table. My face will be burning as I feel the poison dagger shooting from the eyes of the other patrons as I sit back down, tucking my dress under me, with my smeared mascara and the obvious thick white lilts of your cum streaking across my face, in my hair, down my neck, dripping into my cleavage, staining my dress. You'll pretend not to notice and pour yourself a little more wine. You'll lift your glass and you'll watch me squirm for a moment before you swallow, 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 until I'm all but screaming across the restaurant. I'm a whore. I'm a whore. I'm a whore. The manager will come striding swiftly across the room again, furious now, and that's when you'll switch on the vibrator. By the time he puts his hands on me to throw us out, I'll be coming uncontrollably, still screaming that I'm a whore. You stop. You slide your fingers out of me and take your hand away. You sit back in the chair across from me and watch my expression as I adjust to the abrupt absence of your fingers, as my cunt clenches on nothing and my clit throbs. I try not to whine. You ask me if I'd like that. I don't answer. You know I'd hate it. You wait. When I've caught my breath and I've calmed down, you reach for me and I flinch, squeezing my eyes shut as I feel your fingers push into me again. Three fingers now, but I'm so wet I can take it. Your thumb slides over my clit again, making me moan, and I open my eyes to see you looking at me calmly. You tell me you're going to put me in the hospital. You say, I like doctors, right? All those little fantasies. Kind of my thing. You tell me you'll pick me up some long weekend. I'll have to make my excuses to get away. You'll take me out to some shitty little hotel room outside the city. Then you'll squirrel me away behind a locked door for 3 days straight. With an absolutely straight face, with cold eyes, you tell me, I'm going to see a side of you no one's ever seen before. And you trap my clit under your thumb and grind into it until you can feel my pulse.
No.
You're going to rape me, you say.
Oh, please. Please.
I think I'm willing, but you're going to take it from me, past the point of all consent or submission. Rape me in every possible way, over and over and over again. And when I think I can't, when I beg and cry and scream for you to stop, you say you'll hold me down and fuck me again. Fucking terrorize me. And you're gonna beat me. Like no man, no dom has ever beaten me. You know how to do it. All those tender places on my body. You don't care who hears it. You're gonna fuck me up. You're gonna really hurt me.
Please.
Until I pass out from the pain and wake up to find you raping me again.
No. Oh, God, no.
Until I'm black and blue all over, leaking cum out of every hole. Limp and bleeding and broken, in and out of consciousness. When you're finally finished with me and you assure me that you're going to take your time, there will be nothing left. I won't even be able to lift my head. And then we're going to go for a little drive. You'll carry me out to your truck and drive us a few miles out to where the unfinished roads don't have any names, just numbers. You'll take me up into your arms like a new bride and dump me in the ditch like a rag doll. Then you'll call 911.
911, what's the nature of your emergency?
You'll tell them you found some poor girl naked on the side of a dirt road in terrible shape. You don't even know for sure if she's alive. Some brutal fuck's beaten the shit out of her. Raped her too, you think. And could they please come in a hurry? You'll ride with me in the back of the ambulance, like any good concerned citizen. And as they get the fluids and painkillers and whatever else into me, I'll start to come around. And yours will be the first face I see. The good Samaritan with the dead eyes. Sitting just a little too close. They'll take me into emergency and you'll stay with me as they examine me. Taking pictures of the handprint bruises on every inch of my naked body, my split and swollen lips, and the tearing between my legs. You say maybe some handsome, clean-cut ER doctor will be the one to touch me all over, every place you had your hands or your cock or your teeth. And as you stand next to me, he'll put his fingers gently inside of me and ask me if it hurts. You tell me he'll be able to see everything. He'll be able to tell everything you've done to me. And I'll squirm and shiver and moan on his fingers. You'll hold my hand as he takes samples of the cum that's left inside of me. Semen that's not on file anywhere. You're not a criminal. And as he's poking and prodding at me, he'll be asking me questions. What happened? I want all the details. What happened? Do I remember what happened to me? Do I remember who did this? Did I see his face? Is it someone I know? You'll sit just a little too close to me as he asks if I can just tell him the name of the monster who did this. And you'll squeeze my hand. And we both know I won't say anything. You pull your fingers out, and I can't help it. I moan and feel my hips lifting, trying to follow them, feeling my cunt clinging to them as I try to keep you inside me. I'm sweating and I grip the sides of the chair with both hands, white-knuckled, just struggling to keep my thighs spread, feeling the emptiness you've left behind as I come down again, a little bit at a time. I can't help myself. I'm squirming, begging you with my hips and my pouty cunt, spreading myself wider, squeezing my cunt tight. And before I can stop myself, I whimper, "Please." And you smile. And I start to shudder. You lace your fingers loosely, letting them hang between your knees, keeping your hands entirely to yourself as you drag your gaze from my writhing hips up to the pained expression on my face. You tell me again, "Don't come." And I let out a long, low moan, feeling the tears stinging my eyes. And we wait. I can't help the noises I'm making, and the sounds are just exciting me more. It seems like a long, long time before I can sit still again. I try to stay calm, but I'm trembling as you lean forward and just gently thumb my clit, and my hips buck violently of their own accord, and you take your hand away again with a brief, disapproving shake of your head. We wait again. I rub my cheek into my shoulder, trying to get the sweaty strands of hair out of my face, not daring to let go of the sides of the chair, biting my lips to try to keep back the moans. After another moment, you drag your chair a little closer, still not touching me. You lean your face in very close to mine and press a gentle kiss to my parted lips. Then you move past to where the hair is damp with sweat, just next to my ear, and you whisper, "You bore me." I can't help it. I let out a moan, and in that second, I feel you shove four fingers into me, deep, without warning, and I lift my hips again in spite of the pain, even as you slam me back down into the chair and keep talking. You say, "I'm going to get you another girl." I'm dying. I don't want to play this game anymore. You tell me we're going to go to a club, and I'm going to find a girl for you. Some pretty little thing. Young. Tiny. Fresh. Better than me in every way. And then you'll like. I know what you like. You'll sit at the bar with your back to us. You trust me to find you someone exceptional. Trust me to dance with her, flirt with her, flatter her, and buy her shot after shot after shot. Start touching her, dancing dirty with her, brushing my lips against her cheek, against her neck. You want me to seduce her for you. Such a sweet, grass green little thing might be leery, even of an unassuming guy like yourself, but she'll warm up to me. She'll trust me. When the bar closes and she's half off her ass, I'll bring her to you. I'll tell her to come with us. Come have some more fun. And you'll smile. And if she senses something, if that smile makes her shiver and she doesn't understand why, and she looks to me for reassurance, I'll tell her that it's okay. And you hold your fingers deep, right where it hurts, and this is where you let your thumb graze my clit again. Because we both know it won't be okay. You have a little patch of land a few miles up north, you say. You've never told me about it. No one knows about it. 10 acres of untouched wilderness. It's even a challenge to get to with the 4x4. There's a tiny cabin smack dab in the middle of all those trees. I'll sit with her in the back of the truck while you drive, and if she starts getting nervous as we jostle around in the cab, I'll kiss her and pet her and finger her up under her skirt and tell her she's going to have a good time. Tell her you just want to watch us together. You tell me I'll tell her anything I have to just to keep her from fucking screaming until we get to the cabin. After that, she can scream all she wants. I just have to get her in the door. Hold her hand as we gasp and laugh, trying to navigate the rough path from the truck in our ridiculous little club heels, still a little tipsy. As you unlock the door and hold it open for the two of us, smiling that chilly little smile, and then close it behind us. Then she's all yours. Before she even knows what's happening, you'll have her up and over your shoulder and carry her to the bedroom to throw her down hard on the bed. You'll cuff her wrists to the headboard with the handcuffs that are already waiting, and when she starts screaming and kicking, you'll take out the wicked sharp knife I've only ever seen in pictures, and you'll press the tip of it into her throat. Tell her to hold very, very still. Then you'll cut her clothes to shreds. You tell me I'll know it's my cue to sit on the floor in the corner of the room and just watch. Watch as you unwrap the present I've brought you. You tell me that you'll take out your phone. The reception up there is shit, but you'll have screenshots of the emails you've received from me. The avatar of my smiling dork face. You'll tell her to read aloud from the screen, and you'll wait patiently with the knife still at her neck as she sniffles and blinks back tears until she can see the words. And now you pause with your hand up in my cunt. And you slide your phone out of your pocket and hold it in front of my nose. It says, "Sir, I'm so afraid of that knife. It looks so sharp." With a knife like that, you can gut me like an animal. I want to feel it. I want to feel you drag that sharp edge slowly from my neck all the way down between my breasts, across my belly, down to my cunt, just enough to scratch the skin. Maybe a little more. Maybe let me see my own blood welling up against my pale skin as you drag it down to stop at my clit. I want to feel the sharp tip of it in all the squirmy places on my body, against my clit, down the crack of my ass, dipping between the folds of my cunt. And then push the blade inside me and tell me to keep still. And fuck my face until I choke on your cock, until I can't breathe. Hold your cock all the way down my throat when you come so that I have to wait, convulsing on you, until you let me breathe again. And then take the knife out and wipe it across my tits, across my face. Make me lick my own blood and my cunt juices off the blade. You say that when she's finished, when you've heard her say it in that sweet, young, terrified voice, you'll make it all come true for her.
What is that?
All the things you've never done to me.
No! Stop!
And she won't know that I'll be sitting there in the corner, watching her, hating her, wishing it was me. When you've finished and she's smeared and scabbed and she's swallowed your cum, you'll leave the room. You'll leave me alone with her, forbidden to speak to her, and she cries out to me, begs me to let her go, asks me why we're doing this.
I'm begging you.
After an hour or two, you'll come back. You'll move to the bed and unlock the handcuffs, but only to put her on her stomach and lock her to the headboard again as she whimpers into the pillow. We'll pull her head up by the hair to show her your phone again and make her read a different email. And you show it to me now. Sir, please. Wrap your hands around my throat and squeeze while you fuck my ass. I want to know what it feels like to panic like that while I'm being fucked. I want to feel my whole body fighting you, the way everything will tighten up, frantic, just trying to live. And the whole time, you're just fucking my ass, grunting and moaning and driving in deeper. Please. Squeeze tighter and tighter until I finally pass out, sir, and then slam into me even harder. Pound into me until I wake up again, confused and disoriented, and finally I'll realize what's happening. You're just using my body. Then take me by the throat again and squeeze. You say she's sure to catch on pretty quickly, and I'll hear her moan and begin to beg as she feels your large hands closing around her tiny neck. Maybe she'll try to squirm her hips away when she feels your hard cock nudging into the cleft of her firm little ass, but you'll start to tighten your grip, and at the same time you'll shove hard into her in one deep thrust. Her squeal cut off almost immediately, and then just her gurgling. And then nothing but your grunts and the slap of your hips against her jiggling ass. When she goes limp, you'll grab her by the hips instead and slam her hard, jarring her whole body, making the chains rattle against the headboard until she wakes up sobbing. And then you'll reach up and put your hands around her neck again. Over and over like that. And you tell me, soon I'll see her trying to turn her head, trying to look over her shoulder at me, with accusing, tear-filled eyes. She begins to understand my role in this. My face next to the messages. And why I'm not helping her. You'll finally come deep in her ass while she's passed out on your cock. And then you'll leave us again. And you say maybe this time she'll scream at me.
What are you going to do about it?
And I'll deserve it.
Help me!
I'm trying to twist my hips out of your grip, but you follow with your hand, keeping the pressure on. The next email you show me just says, "Sir, get me pregnant." You tell me she'll start to scream then, as you pull her up onto her knees, present like a bitch. She'll start to wail as she feels your cock push into her again, her cries making you harder as she begs and pleads with you, "Don't, please don't, please." You won't say anything. You'll just lean into her, resting all of your weight into her, letting like an animal as you reach around to squeeze her tits, with your cock buried deep inside her tight little cunt, feeling her fighting so hard to keep you out. It won't take you long this time. Your thrusts will be more frantic, more violent, and maybe she'll know the signs well enough by now to start blubbering and begging you not to, not inside her, please. She'll do anything you want. And you'll be telling her, "Shh, it's okay. It's okay. It'll all be over soon." From the corner, I'll hear her piercing shriek and watch her whole body stiffen when she feels you tense up and shoot your hot, thick load deep inside her. You won't have touched me the whole time. Won't have spoken to me or paid any attention to me, but as she goes limp on the bed and dissolves into sobs, you'll get up and finally walk over to my corner, your cock still out, glistening and still warm from her cunt. I'll know what to do. You tell me you won't shove it down my throat, won't even use me that way. You'll just stand in front of me and have me lick you clean. And I'll be grateful for that, won't I? So grateful for something. And you'll tell me quietly, but loud enough that she can hear if she just stops sniveling, that of course we can't possibly let her go. "Stop! Stop!" My hands fly from the sides of the chair to grab yours and try to wrench your fingers out of my cunt, and I feel your other hand come crashing down across my face. You hold one thigh open with your hand and only push your fingers in deeper, press into my clit harder. You tell me we can't let her go now. Too many people saw us in the club together. People saw us leave together. Why did I think we came all the way out here? She'll be whimpering from the bed now, and you'll tell me she might say she won't tell anyone tonight, but what about tomorrow? Or the next day? We can't let her go. You'll hold me down on your cock as I try to pull away, not choking me, but just keeping my lips wrapped around you with a hand in my hair, stroking, but firm. Just so I know that you could hurt me, too. You'll tell me, like you told her, it'll be okay. You'll take care of it.
No!
But
I
said I would do anything for you, right?
I don't want to tell you.
Will I dig a hole for you?
No! No!
Just walk out that door.
No!
Walk until
no!
I can't hear her screaming anymore. And just
no!
dig a hole. That's all.
Please.
I'd do anything for you, wouldn't I?
Please.
Will I dig that hole and wait for you? Will I be your good girl?
No! No!
You pull your hand out of my cunt so abruptly that it hurts coming out, and you slap, slap, slap it as hard as you can until I'm screaming. Slap my wet, swollen cunt and tell me that's some disgusting fucking shit. And I want to come? What kind of sick fuck am I? Don't I know how wrong that is? I should be ashamed of myself. Am I still trying to come? And you slap me again. No? Make sure. Slap me again. I can't come on that sick shit. That's fucked up. Slap me until you're sure. Until you're really sure. And then make me tell you I'm sorry. You're not even hard that I can see. You're not sweating or rumpled or even out of breath. You sit back in your chair and watch as I struggle to get my sobs under control, the tears streaming down my face, shaking as I try to understand what almost happened, what almost made me come. And then, after a minute or two, you tell me that I did well. That was round one. And you reach for me and say, let's start again.